B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, a 55-year-old woman was arrested after she allegedly chopped her friend with a tomahawk, causing a lacerated liver.
This happened
in Allentown, by the way.
Why?
Police said the stabbing happened Saturday at a party in the apartment of Carol Laughlin.
Was it a stabbing party?
Maybe. Police learned of the stabbing after they were dispatched to St. Luke's Hospital in Allentown.
Bring your tomahawk.
The victim was reportedly dropped off in the emergency room by two friends. The victim had a 2-inch cut on the right side of her chest. The injury lacerated her liver and caused internal bleeding. The victim said she was at the party at Laughlin's apartment. At the party, she got into an argument with another woman and her friend. Laughlin hit her with what she described as a Native American scalpel, an axe-type edged weapon like a tomahawk.
Is that what Native Americans refer to it as, a scalpel?
The victim was taken to the trauma center, and police took Laughlin into custody at her apartment. Laughlin was charged with aggravated assault and was arraigned into Lehigh County Jail under $75,000 bail. An Israeli woman was hospitalized with so-called broken heart syndrome after mistaking wasabi for avocado. The unusual story begins with a woman in her late 60s who attended a wedding. At the nuptials, a woman who was not identified in the report ate a large amount of what she thought was avocado dip, only to very quickly realize it was actually wasabi paste. The woman then felt a sudden pressure in her chest before the feeling moved down to her arms. The sensation lasted for the next few hours, though the woman chose to stay at the wedding. But by the next morning, she awoke feeling uncomfortable and weak and decided to see a doctor. They performed an EEG, which revealed the woman was suffering from Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, colloquially known as broken heart syndrome.
So what exactly happens to the heart?
Well, the Mayo Clinic defines the condition as a temporary disruption of the heart's normal pumping function in one area of the heart. It's typically triggered by extreme emotional or physical stress, which as such as the death of a loved one or a car accident. Most people who experience broken heart syndrome are 50 years or older. But in the report, researchers claim the woman's broken heart syndrome case is the first to be spurred by food consumption alone.
So her body attempting to handle all that?
I guess so. It's really weird. Yeah.
Jeez.
A man and a woman in the Florida Keys stumbled into the private backyard of a Key West resident and began having an argument, and then they started having sex. The 52-year-old woman told police that she heard an argument coming from her backyard Monday evening, and that's when she called law enforcement. When the woman looked outside her window, though, she said she saw the man and woman having sex. So the couple, 36-year-old Stephen James Dean and 49-year-old Teresa Ann Behan, are both listed as homeless, each with criminal backgrounds. The Key West woman who reported the excursion in her backyard said she saw the couple having sex up against a barrier wall. When police showed up at the house, they reported that Dean and Behan both reeked of alcohol and that Dean had passed out over the side of the barrier wall and that Behan was just trying to comfort him.
How erotic.
So they found the couple lying in a yard behind a stone wall. The two could not put together a complete sentence. They were slurring their words. According to the report, the couple told them the police that they had walked around town together when they stumbled upon the yard where they consummated their walkabout.
Spell flip.
W-F-L-I-P.
Behan reportedly told police that James claimed that he was her music producer.
Oh, wow.
And that he told her that their rendezvous backyard was his own place. And that's when Dean told police that he and Behan were indeed having sex in the backyard. They were both arrested and taken to the county jail with charges of indecent exposure, trespassing, both of which are misdemeanors.
A lot of homeless in Key West is a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of music producers.
That's true.
But if I were homeless, I'd probably...
Homeless music producers having sex in the backyard. It's an absolute epidemic.
I would go to Key West. It's beautiful down there.
Sure, awesome. Yeah.
All right, and then let's see. Do I have time for one or two more cases?
One more.
All right. Let's go with this one. An Instagram video showing a father complete a bungee jump while holding his 2-year-old daughter is the subject of some serious flack online.
I think that's a risky thing to do.
Yeah, in the footage, Reda Roslan, a Malaysian reality star, is shown standing on a bridge in Kuala Kubabura, He pats his 2-year-old daughter's back reassuringly as a man yells 3-2-1, and suddenly, without warning, the pair is pulled backwards off the bridge, and the little girl, Mecca Michaela, clasps onto her father's shoulders instinctively as they drop 196 feet into the gorge below. While Michaela's father argues that she was wearing a safety harness and correct gear, she was shown completing the jump without a helmet. The adventure company responsible, Rentals Adventures, also shared a video with the caption saying, "Every girl may not be queen to her husband, but she is always a princess to her father."
What, doesn't that whipping action for like a 2-year-old?
You would think it'd be a bit much, yes. In response to the torrent of abuse, Roslin was forced to defend his action, saying, "Chill, guys.
Chill.
Don't try with your kids if your kids are not ready for this." He explained that Michaela was not coerced into the act and that she enjoyed it so much she actually wanted to go again. However, a child's rights lawyer said the child's parents had lacked proper parental judgment by letting her complete such an act. The man in the company can be charged for endangering the youngster's life if somebody wants to follow up with
him. I mean, they won't let you ride roller coasters if you're under a certain height.
It's a good point.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
All right, a New Zealand university student was dead in his dorm room for nearly 2 months before his body was finally discovered. Yeah.
His roommate gets an A.
The body was found Monday night at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch after fellow students noticed a foul smell and notified officials. The student's father also contacted police after he was unable to reach his son. Police declined to identify the student or say how long he had been missing or even specify a cause of death. A county's education minister called for an investigation, saying the death was deeply troubling.
For 2 months?
Yeah.
Did no one stops to check on him?
Well, according to reports, the student's room was at the end of a long corridor and not attended by the hall's cleaners as they only worked on common areas. Investigators are still finishing up the scene examination as of yesterday.
Jeez.
So, yeah, we'll see if they find out more. Detroit police are investigating after a woman was stabbed to death at a home in Detroit while paramedics were there in another room helping a man who had a heart attack.
So that's multitasking.
So paramedics were called to the house around 11:30 p.m. Saturday for a man who was unresponsive after having a heart attack. While they were rendering aid, another man at the home allegedly took a woman into a bedroom and stabbed her to death.
The hell?
And then he ran out of the house and is still on the run right now. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Police don't know of the relationship between everyone right now. The heart attack victim also died.
Boy, what a nightmare.
What a wonderful story. Let's see if I can find something else. Okay, how about this?
This one's good for kids.
A man has been ordered to carry out unpaid work after he farted at police during a strip search.
Was he murdered?
Telling them, quote, "How do you like that?" Stuart Cook deliberately broke wind 3 times during the search after being caught with marijuana. Deputy Alan Townsend said that police were called following a report of a collision and saw the 28-year-old standing next to a vehicle talking to the driver of another vehicle. Officers approached him and they smelled the marijuana. Cook became irate, and when he was handcuffed, he began shouting at officers. A search was carried out of Cook and the vehicle, and a small amount of cannabis was discovered. Cook continued to act in the same way as he was driven to the police station. He screamed expletives. He puffed out his chest towards officers. At the station, he was strip searched and told to bend over.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're just
inviting
for it.
Yeah.
A deputy named Lucy Simpson said he deliberately farted in the direction of the officer 3 times, stating, "How do you like that?" Cook previously pled guilty to possession of cannabis and behaving in a threatening or abusive manner by shouting and screaming aggressively. So he was in a little bit of trouble. And he might face assault charges for the farting part of it. A woman bicycling down... I'm sorry, let me leave out a minor detail. A woman bicycling topless...
Oh, yes.
...down the center of U.S. Highway 98 in Okaloosa Island turned out to be a shoplifting suspect fleeing the scene of a crime. I guess she thought it was a good idea.
Yes.
After she shoplifted to take her top off.
Same way the other guy was farting.
Yeah.
This is her methodology.
A worker at Surfside Outfitters reported a woman having left the store without paying for a pair of flip-flops.
She left with a pair of flip-flops.
And something else she shoved into a bag. Not long after, reports of a bare-chested bicyclist began to stream in. Deputies apparently did not find it difficult to locate the suspect, but rounding her up proved to be more of a challenge. When a deputy pulled alongside and told her to stop, the woman replied, "Make me."
I love it.
The woman's arrest report stated that the deputy commanded the woman to pull to the side of the road and stop. She refused several times, and finally the deputy got ahead of her and stopped the woman as she tried to pedal past. Officers found the items reported stolen from Surfside Outfitters, including a $25 T-shirt.
All that for a $25 T-shirt.
And why didn't you put it on if you were topless?
Yeah, yeah.
She was charged with retail theft and resisting arrest without violence. And we'll end with this one. You may have seen this the other day. An early Renaissance masterpiece by the Florentine master Cimabue.
Cimabue?
I don't know. Cimabue?
Cimabue?
I sound like Jackie Bambi. I'm trying to say kayak.
He actually, we have a salesperson, Kelly Troiano.
Yeah.
He can't say her last name. He's like, Trogano.
All right. So
it's the same thing.
It's Cimabue.
It's spelled
Cimabue.
How do you spell it?
It's W.
No.
F-L-I-P.
Shut up. It's C-I-M. A-B-U-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Nick is going to look it up for me.
Cimabue.
It says Cimabue. No results found.
That's not how you spell it.
C-I-M-A-B-U-E.
Cimabue.
Oh, B-U-E, not B-E-A-U. See, it's going around.
Yeah, man.
Cimabue.
Cimabue.
Pronunciation.
All right.
I love that word you use, Preston. Cimabue.
All right. Anyhow, the guy, whoever painted this.
No one cares.
This masterpiece has been discovered in an old lady's kitchen in a town near Paris, art experts said on
Monday.
You
see that? That's a Cimabue.
Christ mocked by the 13th century artist who
taught. Yeah.
You got that.
Christ.
Yeah.
Mocked.
Yeah.
Cimabue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Christ mocked Cimabue.
All right.
Is
it Cimabue?
Cimabue.
We are so Cimabue. Multilingual.
All right, anyhow. Christ mocked by the 13th century artist who taught Giotto.
Yeah.
Is estimated.
Is it Friday?
No, it's Thursday. Friday. Yeah,
is estimated to be worth between 4 and 6 million euros, or $6.6 million.
Oh my God!
They said the work was owned by an old lady in the northern French town of. I'm not even going to try it. Who had it's Compigny?
Compigny.
Who had it hanging between her kitchen and her sitting room, and it was directly above a hot plate, which she would cook food on.
How does she have it for this long and not even know?
Because I'm an idiot.
The painting is thought to be a part of a large diptych dating...
You're just a dumb diptych.
I think that's a word, too. D-I-P-T-Y-C-H.
Yeah.
Diptych. Yeah.
It's like a triptych.
Dating from 1280 when Cimabue...
Oh, man.
Painted 8 scenes depicting Christ's passion and crucifixion.
Yeah. And spring break.
2 other scenes from the work hang in the National Gallery in London, the Virgin and Child with 2 Angels, and the Frick Collection in New York.
Fricka.
The Flagellation of Christ.
So what's the worth of all of these combined?
Oh, that I don't know. Those are all, you know, in
their another woman's kitchen.
No, they're all in their proper places, their own gallery. So the scene in the National Gallery was also lost for centuries, by the way, and only found when a British aristocrat was clearing his ancestral seat in Suffolk. So these things get handed over to family members, and they don't know what it is, and handed down to another person, and next thing you know, you got a masterpiece you didn't know about.
Have you ever looked at something in your house or discovered something or seen something? You said, I wonder if this is worth anything.
Sure, absolutely.
And it never is.
And it isn't.
No.
We had like an old camera, an old typewriter. You know, I've looked them up, and they're garbage.
This is worth $11.
Stuff like that. Yeah, exactly.
Doc Gooden autographed baseball card.
Yeah.
Signed by the Doc Gooden.
There's a load of that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.